Welcome to Meeple to Meeple, uniting players around the world. A 30-minute exploration of PJ and Gareth's four-game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more.
Hey, and Merry Christmas, everyone. It is episode 62. And on this episode, we're going to talk about games that we like to play at Christmas time with our spouses, our family, our partners, and whatnot. As always, I am PJ.
And I'm Gareth.
And we have, once again, a repeat from Halloween. We're going to do it for Christmas, although this time we'll be a little sweeter to the games. We've got Adam and Craig with us again. Thanks for joining us. How are y'all?
Hello. Hey. Hello. Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, welcome. I'm looking forward to this one. So this is the speed episode, PJ.
Yeah. So the plan is that we each are going to talk about one game that we really enjoy playing at Christmas time with our family. And you will note that not a single one of these games is Christmas themed. So it tells you something about this group right here, right? So Gareth, you want to get us started?
Am I going first? Okay. Right.
You're
then.
Going
so
first.
There's quite a list, but after ditching Twilight Imperium, so that was maybe a bit beefy for Christmas. We've gone with Dixit. So Dixit has been a game in our collection, I think, from the early days of our obsession with board games. So it's released in 2008. It is, in a simple terms, a stack of cards, picture cards. No words on these pictures. All unique, and it can play between 3 to 8 players. It plays in about 30 minutes, and the reason it always comes out for Christmas, because A, it plays a lot of players, and B, it's so easy to teach. So every player has 6 cards in their hand. When it's your turn, you're the storyteller. You'll pick one of those 6 cards, and you might say a sentence, you might say a rhyme, you might sing a song, something about that card to the group. And everyone else looks at their own 6 cards, and they pick something they believe is similar to that, to what I might have said. Now, the art is that if you make it too obvious, so if I've got a picture of a snowman and I say a snowman, everyone guesses it and I get no points. So you have to find something that draws people in but doesn't necessarily give the card that you have away. And then everyone else puts their cards in the middle, you shuffle them all together, you lay them out, and everyone votes on what they believe is your card. So, of course, sometimes you have these cracking moments when 3 or 4 cards come out that could all be very similar to the statement or the phrase I said. And you play it till, I don't think we play maybe 2 goes each. And then, it's got a race, so it's got a score limit, maybe 30. But it's very easy to teach, very easy to play, open to old and new gamers alike, and is always on our table at Christmas. And that is Dixit. Oh, and there's a ton of expansion packs, so it never gets bored.
So tell me this, how did it first hit your table at Christmas time?
I think it's player count. And it's often we've got family, so parents and, you know, non-gamers in the house. It's not intimidating because it's just a set of cards and a very small board. And you can teach it in 30 seconds. And once you've got through, once everyone's always a bit nervous about being a storyteller, but once you got through one round, everyone knows what they're doing. And it's a typical Christmas game now that comes out every year. I don't know whether they've got a Christmas themed set of cards. I don't know. But there are, yeah, it's a lovely little game for Christmas. And that's my recommendation that we will play this year. Played it once. Well, that's better than none.
It's definitely a great game. You've got the Disney version out now as well. I love it. And recently after ScootCon, we went back to our friends and had a few drinks, and it was just for the grown-ups. We decided to play Dirty Dixit.
That is an upgrade.
Which is using incredible crude double entendres, which I would recommend highly to a group of adults, not your family maybe, but a group of just adult gamers having a laugh. Dirty Dixit is definitely up there for having a blast.
Seriously, that is a new level, and that feels like a New Year's Eve kind of game.
Ooh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Dirty Dixit. That's going to be a hashtag, isn't it?
Dixit with the family. Dixit with the family at Christmas and Dirty Dixit and on
Dirty
Christmas
Dixit
Eve.
Dixit with your closest and most favorite friends.
You know, I'm thinking Dixit really is the perfect holiday game, right?
I think Dirty Dixit is. My life has changed in about 30 seconds.
Never going to be the same now.
Never going to be the same again. Right. We are now going to go to Adam.
Yeah, my game that we play the most at Christmas is the game called Carnival of Monsters. I owned it, and then I played with my family, and they loved it so much that I just gave it to them. And now every Christmas, we stay up till wee hours of the morning playing Carnival of Monsters. And so essentially how it goes is you have these lands and these monster cards. It's by Richard Garfield. So it's a little bit like Magic the Gathering, literally, as a board game. And you're drafting all these cards, passing to the left on one turn, passing to the right on the second turn. You do four rounds. You flip-flop the direction on when you're drafting. And then you got to buy these monster cards because you have to put them in your menagerie like any monster, you know. And if you don't have the coin to put your monster in your menagerie or play it with the land cards that you have to buy it, you got to take loans. And then at the end of it, it's whoever has the most points with their monsters wins the game. And it's like, it's quick and the replayability is there because you just reshuffle and deal everybody out another 8 cards and start again. It's a blast.
I hadn't heard of it. And I am now looking at this game. And the artwork is amazing.
Super, yes. Inexpensive. And it's the art quality is actually really, really nice on the cards.
It's really nice art.
And it's really easy for people to understand. I mean, literally the drafting aspect, you just pass left and right, and then you have to make the choice of what you're going to take. Pay for it, don't pay for it, take a loan. I mean, and the other fun part is on a lot of the monsters, the higher the level of the monster, the more like bites it has. And so you have to cage the animal to stop you from biting you. And if you don't roll, then you have to take more loans to pay for all the damage.
Because nothing says Christmas more than caging monsters and teaching your children about debt management.
Right, exactly. Because that's what happens at Christmas, the season of giving.
Looks really fun. Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, this is what Christmas is all about. Finding games that I didn't know I needed, and now maybe I do.
There you go. Add to your Christmas list.
Yeah. Okay. Who's next?
I think it's PJ.
Oh, me.
PJ, where are we going?
So we're going to go to space. And unfortunately, we're not going to add a game to your wish list because you own it already. I believe that we all do. And if we don't, we've all played it already. And that is going to be the no surprise, Nemesis.
Nice. I mean, it was on my list.
But it was on your list. Nemesis with a twist. If you remember from last year, my wife had crocheted little Santa hats to put on the adults and the breeders. She crocheted a scarf to wrap around the queen miniature. And we put a bow. So if you know Nemesis, the queen is holding like a larva in her hand. We put a little bow around the larva. So the idea is that the intruders have learned that the humans celebrate this holiday called Christmas. So we get to the table and we play, and the queen just wants to give her larvae as gifts to the humans. She doesn't understand what they do to the human crew. And so they've got to try to escape the intruders. All the while, the queen's just like, Merry Christmas. And we're like, get away and, you know, lock them in an airlock or maybe try to kill your friends on the way or make sure the ship gets to Earth or Venus or in deep space. But that's what we do. We do a Christmas Nemesis.
I feel like you need to publish this variant, like a little mini pack with a scarf and some eggs that have got Santa hats on them.
Yep.
So it plays the same.
Plays
apart
the same.
From the queen wants to give you a Christmas present.
Yep. That and all the intruders wear Santa hats. Now I will tell you that it doesn't work with the Void Cedars or the Carnomorphs because their heads are shaped differently. So we could probably crochet Christmas hats for them. Oh, and then because Craig and I wrote a Nemesis version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yeah.
That I recited last year. We could do another one for the Void Cedars and for the Carnomorphs. And maybe could like that would like carry us through the next 2 years at least, right? Get the intruders. And There's an idea, Craig.
And we've got a whole new campaign that's on GameFound even more. We've got years and years of this stuff to go.
Right. Now, I backed the new Retaliation. Gareth, did you back that?
It's in my basket, yet to be paid for, but I will be backing it. Yep.
Okay. Adam, what are you going to back that?
I'm still on the fence. I own Nemesis, the base, and I don't get it to the table as much as I want. But I want the new stuff.
Well, all you have to do is drive down here. It's a little 3-hour drive. Come hang out.
Close enough.
And if you come in the next few weeks, you can join us in Christmas Nemesis.
Oh.
I feel as if the Queen needs to give gifts out, like random items in the box, just because it's Christmas.
So I guess
maybe
we could...
when she leaves a room, she leaves a sack of gifts.
She could do random items. There could be like an item card. We could could use the craft items or something. Yeah. And it's a random
box.
One.
Ooh. Mystery box.
I kind of like that.
I mean, the Queen's in a good mood. And like, she's like, hey, let's not eat each other. Let's give out wrapped presents with their like clawy fingers and goo. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
One of the things is to roll the die to see if you get any strikes, hits against you. One, two, or.
But what that is actually gifts, no strikes, because she's kind. She's filed her nails back.
Yeah.
And clip the claws.
Right.
Because
just for Christmas.
She'll be back in January.
That's right. Draw them out of the bag. It's the ultimate secret Santa.
VJ, you need to write this down and publish it. I'm sure.
Oh my God, this sounds great. No, I'm writing these ideas.
You want this
awesome.
as an official variant?
Which
Craig, where are we going with yours?
Cool. Yeah. So normally Christmas is like obviously family game. So you've got those normal Santa rooftop scrambles and those little kids games, and you've got the don't get got by big potato games, like the Christmas one where you normally pick up you've got to hide a Brussels sprout in someone's top or something like that, or you played Santa, Cookie, Elf, Snowman, Reindeer, the Attack of Cat, Goat, Cheese, Pizza. But what the best thing to do at Christmas is wait until the chaos has subsided, the kids are in bed, put on the mulled wine, bring it to the table and play something familiar. Take a trip to Old World Tuscany and create some fantastic wine and just relax with a game of viticulture. Absolutely. It's when you just know a game and you can just get a game to the table and you know that it's going to be a brilliant game, you're just going to enjoy it. You can just relax. You can kick back. You can have a glass of wine. You don't stress about it. There's no real big thinking sort of thing. You can just relax and play a game. And that's exactly what viticulture does for me. That's why it's a top 5 game for me. It's just always one that will relax me, and it's one that we, over the years since owning it, I think we've always got it out around Christmas or just after Christmas when everyone's gone to bed and we just want to sit down, relax with a game on the table. It's just viticulture. It's just perfect. And no, it's not Christmassy and that kind of thing, but it just does the job of a relax after the chaos that is Christmas Day.
It does mean an excuse to open the bottle of wine though.
Yes, so I guess that's also true.
You know, end of the evening. Do you play viticulture or do you play Tuscany?
Well, we like the Essential Edition. We're not huge fans of Tuscany as an expansion. We like some of it, but I just feel like the structures cards overcomplicate stuff.
Yeah, we skip those out.
Yeah, so I think some of the modules work really well. I don't actually like the because we play it majority at 2-player. The area control, the stars, just doesn't really work at 2-player anyway. But I could take or leave that, and I could take or leave the structures. But I don't mind the other stuff.
Yeah, we're quite. I think we're pretty similar to you. Is that we play with bits of it, but it's a.
But
it's
I play
a great
with the cooperative expansion all the time. I love it.
Love the cooperative expansion. Yeah. Yes.
Viticulture World. Yes.
Viticulture
so
World.
Yeah. So it'll either be that or just normal viticulture. But there's so much in Viticulture World, and I still have not, like, really. I think we've won it like once, maybe.
Yeah. That is a good idea for Christmas. Viticulture World. Sorry, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's a good. Also, it's co op. So if you have family over that are not gamers, you can guide them through a turn. You can alpha game them in inverted commas, but you could kind of just guide them through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah, definitely a good choice.
Has anyone got any I wrote a list which I was going to just rattle through with games that I thought I could talk about. I mean, I've mentioned Twilight, that's the only on here because we meet at Christmas now every year with a group of us. for 8 hours of my life.
A Christmas game.
What did you order?
Santa's Workshop, I think it is, by Elf Creek.
Is it good? Anyone played it? Craig must have played it.
This is the one our friend Marie, Burton Bores, has
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Owned the first edition. And I got our friend John Trywin Games to play it yesterday when he when I bumped into him in a car park. That's a story for another time because I had terrible, terrible cramp and I had to abandon my car. But we're going to leave that for another time.
Was it a dark car park? Or
no, it was right. Very dark. Yeah. but yeah, he seemed to enjoy it. It's quite light. It's not like a really like big taxing work, but it's worker placement. You've got to improve your, you've got to get your elves to get better. So you can create better presents and stuff like that. It looks nice. Really good. And the version that Elf Creek are doing at the moment, if you pre-order it now, they guarantee it in time for Christmas. Kind
we'll
of. It's available at PAX. It will be. But it's a special Christmas 2023 edition that's got exclusive stuff that the retail release won't have. So.
Interesting.
We're 7 minutes. I got Scroll, classic drawing and words game. Knight of the Ninja, good party game.
Classic.
I had Nemesis, it's PJ. Oh, Obsession, of course.
Of Phil course.
It's always a festive time.
Right.
Anyone else got any games?
We bought for my sister-in-law last year, Ghosts of Christmas. And it's like a trick-taking game where you could play cards in the past, the present, and the future. So you can kind of schedule when you win the tricks. And it's been a year since I've played it, but it's a small box game. It was kind of cool. It was an interesting strategic concept of I'm playing trick-taking, but I got to think about, you know, because you're going to collect the past, then the present, and then the future. So I got to be really careful where I play my cards. It was pretty interesting. You should check that out.
Yeah.
I got a really cool, obviously, a homebrew script, which is a custom script for Blood on the Clock Tower, where the Grinch is one of the demons. And you've got all the Ghosts of Christmas Past, Ghosts of Christmas Future, Ghosts of, and Scrooge, and all of the all of those ghosts are the outsiders. And you've got Buddy the Elf as one of the townsfolk.
Sounds brilliant.
So it's it looks so good. I'm very
Have you played it yet?
No, I got it sent today by someone, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna throw this
that
one
sounds
out.
We're really
gonna
fun.
Go yeah. Christmas Blood on the Clock Tower next year when this Meeple to Meeple episode comes out. I'll be talking about Blood on the Clock Tower."
I love it. That's great.
Let us know if you're gonna play it. If you're gonna do it online, and I'll try and make it.
I now have the official Blood on the Clock Tower app, so that's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay, anyone else? We shall wrap the episode up.
We play Thanos Rising a lot, too, at Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, my nephews and nieces, they like cooperative games, and so it's easier to teach everybody and get everybody on board to like do something together as a family, and my nephew loves Marvel, and we just have a blast. We play at the hardest level because it's just more fun.
So got
to
the
lose.
Thanos, the gauntlet.
Yeah,
the middle,
he's
yeah,
the gauntlet.
The
he rotates around. He's got his minions, and you're recruiting. Yeah. It's dice, like tons and tons of dice. You're just rolling like crazy. Try to get certain iconography to match up to recruit other heroes to fight the bad guys.
Yeah, I think it's Dark Side Rising. Is that the same game? Yeah. Star Wars.
Dark Side Rising, Thanos Rising, and Avatar Fire Nation Rising.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
That's it.
Okay. Well, with that, I hope people have added some lit games onto their Christmas list.
Yeah.
And we will see you all very, very soon. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please subscribe. And as always, we'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram @MeepleToMeeple.